and heavy winds. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Trees are being toppled and power lines are being brought down as a storm system makes its way from the south to the northeast.
When I come outside, wow, couldn't believe it. Big old tree. I mean, covering my old Chevy truck and the whole side of my house.
That man in Birmingham, Alabama, yesterday's weather is being blamed for at least 11 deaths across the south. Much of New England is covered in snow. Renewed concern in Iran about the country's nuclear program now that uranium has been enriched to near weapons grade. Nuclear watchdogs with the UN are meeting with Iranian officials. To another global challenge, the war in Ukraine. Yesterday, President Biden met with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz at the White House.
Scholz at the White House Friday with zero fanfare and no bilateral news conference, causing questions about how aligned the allies are on how to handle China amid Russia's war in Ukraine. Scholz and Biden have been at odds before after Scholz initially hesitated sending Leopard tanks to Ukraine.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. On Friday, the White House announced another aid package for Ukraine. The murders of three children in Northeast Texas are under investigation. The kids were found in a home along with two others who were hurt. Their mother is reportedly in custody. After a request for a mistrial was denied, lawyers for Alec Murdaugh indicated they would appeal his double murder conviction. He received two consecutive life sentences.
The sentencing comes one day after a jury found him guilty of killing his wife, Maggie, and son, Paul. Now, that verdict came down after just 3 hours of deliberations.
Fox's Christina Coleman. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services. Marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you. It's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area. So you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
No shortage of supporters for former President Trump at this year's Conservative Political Action Committee, known as CPAC. Later today, Mr. Trump will be the final speaker at the event in Maryland. Yesterday, fellow 2024 presidential hopeful Nikki Haley spoke.
We will make America strong. And this starts by bringing back law and order. In my administration, police and Border Patrol will know that we have their backs. And criminals and illegal immigrants will know that we have their number.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who is widely expected to run for the White House, is skipping CPAC. There's a big mess to clean up this weekend in Shreveport, Louisiana, following Thursday's tornado.
In Shreveport, Louisiana, dozens of homes and businesses were damaged after a tornado spun through the southern part of the city Thursday evening. Police tell us there were no reports of injuries or fatalities. We met one resident, Keith Bishop, who saw it coming. His home has major damage.
I looked up and I could see it. And I made it in the front door, yelled at the kids to get in the hallway. And my father-in-law, we made it to the kitchen. And within 10 seconds, it's like the house just exploded and it was over as quick as it started.
For now, the cleanup continues and utility crews are working to turn power on for a few thousand homes. Reporting in Shreveport, Louisiana, Brandi Campbell, Fox News.
A rare snowstorm still has people stranded in the mountains of Southern California, and the sheriff in San Bernardino County says they could remain stuck for another week as heavier machinery is brought in to clear snow. Roads that had been shut down have opened intermittently, allowing for the delivery of food and other supplies. About 80,000 people live in the San Bernardino Mountains, either part-time or full-time. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.